The separation ended. The Michigan camp meeting, during which the general conference session would be held, would open on Thursday, August 6, and the word was that James White would arrive a little after midnight on Tuesday, the 4th. Although usually retiring early, Ellen stayed up to greet him. She busied herself in writing to Edson and Emma, whom James had called to Oakland to help with the new paper. While she was writing, her eyes grew heavy and she dozed off. On hearing a familiar voice, she awakened with a start to greet her beloved husband, James. Likely he had walked the few blocks from the station to their home. How she rejoiced that at long last they could be together again and unite their lives in their labor. Evidently James's health had improved during his months alone in California. Throughout the 11 days of meetings he preached 6 times and spoke with great power and clearness. Uriah Smith reported. Never, we believe, did he make better points, or present the great truths of this message with more clearness and force. The involuntary response of many hearts was thank God for the freedom he gives his servant, and the physical strength that is granted for the ardent labors into which his truth-inspired soul is constantly leading him. Of course, James White brought an encouraging report of the work on the Pacific coast. He told of his commencing to publish Signs of the Times, and of his vision for a publishing house to be established soon in the West. It was his hope to return shortly with the full endorsement of the General Conference and the promise of support for what was being done there. Among other actions taken at this General Conference was one that supported the tract enterprise and that called for drawing its interests together into a general organization to be known as the General Conference Tract and Missionary Society of Seventh-day Adventists. An action of renewed consecration also was taken, and one relating to the thrust that would shortly be made in missionary endeavor in sending J.N. Andrews to Europe as soon as practicable. Other actions taken brought an unexpected and complete change in the life of both James and Ellen White. When the nominating committee brought in its report, James's name headed the list, calling for him to be president of the General Conference. By what reasoning could he accept this great responsibility? He had recently refused responsibilities because of his poor health. In the review that carried the report of the General Conference, he presented his reactions to the sudden changes and challenges that this action would bring to them. 1. He recognized the marked indication of providence. We now resign all to the will of God and the choice of his dear people. 2. Within the past year, in the providence of God, his health had improved greatly in body and mind. He had gained 25 pounds, 9 kilograms. This, he said, was because of the practice of continued cheerfulness and courage in God, and by ignoring Satan's dark schemes to discourage and dishearten me. 3. Then, turning more particularly to the interests in California with which he had been so closely linked, he explained. The General Conference has approved of what steps we have taken in establishing the press upon the Pacific, and take the responsibilities as well as the liabilities off our hands. They sent Elder Butler to the California camp meeting to counsel with that conference as to the proper steps to be taken to advance the cause on the Pacific. We shall ever cherish the tenderest regard for our dear people on the Pacific coast. But for the present we must heed the calls of those who have greater claims upon us. 4. The greater responsibilities, now, with others to share James's special interest in the California work, the Signs of the Times, a publishing house in the West, and evangelism, James would turn his attention to the needs of the church as a whole. The development of the denominational school, the Health Institute, the need of workers in new fields at home and overseas, the organization of the General Conference Tract and Missionary Society, the publication of literature in other languages, continuing the preparation and publishing of Ellen's writings. Accepting this challenge of leadership meant drastic changes in their own plans and lifestyle. Battle Creek would now be their base of operations. But with his usual zeal, James made no delay in shaping up his plans and adapting his schedules.